Pat Metalhead, USC Medical Group Scoreboard Show on 107.5 The Game. Tim Daly here with you. Jim Baxter from SCVarsity.com joining us as well. And on the phones right now, the Capital Chevrolet, Capital Hunting phone lines, a guy that's caused a lot of stir in Gilbert being hired there. Chad Leapart joins us in chat. I was talking with Dylan McNatt's uncle before the game tonight, and just the excitement you've brought that community, and they wanted you as a coach. I know you wanted to be there, but congrats on a big win. But, man, you have definitely a big community surrounding you.
Appreciate it, guys. It's exciting times in Gilbert right now. You know, the program's been down a little bit in past years, and we started off with a bang here and going through our non-region schedule and feel like pretty tough non-region schedule and finishing up 5-0. So everybody's fired up. We had a great crowd out here tonight supporting these kids, and good times right now.
Well, I think you look at your schedule, and other than Great Collegiate, you've actually played a pretty tough schedule. Now, Batesburg-Leesville is a solid opponent, regardless of when you're catching them. I think Airport, despite their record right now, they played a pretty tough schedule. Airport's a pretty good football team, and Dreer was unbeaten coming into this game, so you have to respect that. River Bluff, you know, I know they haven't won a lot of games, but this is a team that's got a lot of kids and some size on them, and they are a 5A program. So you've got a pretty impressive record so far. But you got a tough region that you're going into. So how do you keep – here's the big question, but before I get to that, you got Swansea next week. And, of course, yeah, That's where you left last year. You coached Swansea and actually brought those guys back to a very solid program. What are your thoughts facing Swansea? It is in Gilbert. It's a home game for you, so you don't have to actually go into that Swansea community to face them. But how are your emotions or feelings about that game?
Well, you know, the game, you know, a lot of people's going to make stuff of it, you know, and because I coach down there, and I know those kids, and there's a bunch of good kids down there, and it'll be good to see those kids, and, you know, but it'll be about, you know, Gilbert and Swansea, that game, and it'll be our first region game, and, you know, the big thing is both of us will be 0-0, you know, Friday night when we play, and is the non-region stuff really don't matter with the playoffs and to win a region championship, so... It's, you know, if we want to do that, we got to start off 1-0, and you know, and so be us and them starting it off.
Did you expect Cook to, the running back you switched over from safety, Catrez Cook, did you expect this from him? I mean, is this how you envisioned it being 5-0 and Cook just running all over the place?
Well, when we saw him in spring practice, we felt real good about it, but it was hard to gauge, you know, you're practicing against yourself, and then you start wondering, okay, he's pretty dang good, but or is it us, or is it just him, or is it a little bit of both? And, you know, and you get out there against some live competition with the scrimmages and jamborees, and you start to see some things. And he kind of took off a little bit in that jamboree against Lexington, and then we realized, you know, he's something special. And, you know, we hang our hat on him, and he's been doing a great job for us. And, you know, we even let him throw the ball tonight. And
70-yard touchdown pass, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, that's a trick. That's a trick play, Chad. You know, I mean, come on, Catrez Cook. You pitch him the ball, and there's 11 guys that are going to be running at him.
That's right, and that's what they do. So, we felt like our receivers, and we had a couple of them out there, and they were wide open because, you know, people, as soon as they see the ball with him, they're coming downhill.
I wonder if you should have saved that for another game. I mean, because now I don't know that you'll ever be able to do that again, but because everyone's keying on him.
You got to still key on him. They're going to have to still key on him.
I feel good about it. They still got to come up and tackle him. They can't sit back, you know, on that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That but kid he, runs he, behind his pads.
It was a fun play tonight for him to be able to do that and our kids.
So what does it mean to you to come back and coach there at Gilbert in high school you attended? I mean, you got a ton of friends there. I mean, what does it mean for you? I mean, when you obviously accepted the job. I mean, what were your feelings with that?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, one of the big things I wanted is these kids out here to get to experience this community, you know, and the excitement this community has at a ball game when – things are going well, and we had a lot of success when I played here, and I just wanted those kids to get a taste of that, what that was like. And we've had a packed house here the last two home games we've had, and it's been electric. You know, it's not even region play yet, but like the ninth game had kind of a playoff-type atmosphere to it, cause, you know, with the 4-0 teams meeting and the crowd that we had. And these kids are getting a great, you know, Friday Night Lights experience. They're having success. You know, that's what I wanted for these kids in this community coming back here. And just, you know, fortunate and happy we were able to do it right off the bat here.
Chad, did you play for Marty Woolbright at Gilbert, or had he already gone?
That's who I played for, okay. Coach Woolbright.
So, did you get to see him when you guys played Batesburg? Because I know Perry, his son's coaching over Batesburg.
I saw him from a distance, and okay. I talked, you know, Perry before the game, even after the game, Coach Woolbright sent me a real nice text. You know, we still talk and
he's
text.
Super
and
guy.
All that stuff.
He was one of my coaches too, and he was at Lexington. So,
yeah.
Well, a good win tonight, no doubt about it. I think, 81's the last time Gilbert was 5-0? I think I saw that online tonight.
It's hard to say. We're having to dig back in some books now to try to find it. It might have been 86, 81, but it's definitely in the 1980s. So, that's a long time ago.
I know they had some success just before the 80s, back when Jeff Kiesler was there.
Yep.
I'm thinking that was probably like 78, 79.
Right. That's right. And in Gilbert football, if you go back in the 70s and 80s and early 90s, it's a successful program that won a lot more games than they lost over those years. And, and playoff appearances were common, and, you know, and there's some good teams coming along at that time. They were 1A team, 2A team, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, you can talk to your brother, Damone, about this, but, you know, there was a time back when I was at Lexington that Gilbert, you know, Pelion didn't have a team. And so if you were at Pelion and you wanted to play football, they bust you to Gilbert and you played at Gilbert.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, and the Gilbert football program really was brought back, I want to say, in the early 70s. And before that, you played at Lexington.
Wildcat Hollow.
And so, you know, I think they had some teams a long time ago, but, you know, in modern times, it's really the early 70s when football was brought back in Gilbert.
And I remember the T-shirt in the early 90s, too, of the touchdown.
Oh, yeah, that's from the game.
That is,
1991, is what we call it. And I know a lot of those guys. I worked with Coach Sawyer at Strom Thurmond, and he was the defensive coordinator, one of the defensive coaches at Swansea during that game. And we would always joke and pick at one another about whether he was in the end zone or not on that play, that two-point conversion for lower state championship. But that was a big game in Lexington County football history for sure.
It was. Well, we'll have these moments. Appreciate you calling in, Coach, and talking a little bit of the past. And congrats tonight. And I know you guys will move on next week and have a big game with Swansea. And you got a lot of big ones coming up. But I know you take it week by week. And just have yourself a good weekend. Congrats on the win tonight.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.